great, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Kia ora, Troy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Excited about the records you've brought us today. I know I say that every week, but I'm particularly excited by one of them that you've brought in.
The one that you picked?
No, the other one.
Oh, the other one.
We'll talk about it in a second. But what is this first track you've brought us?
Hit it. Okay, now, everything today is a soundtrack.
Awesome.
Soundtrack album. And that wasn't, we didn't plan that.
No.
It just happened that the three we chose all turned out to be soundtracks. And this one here doesn't sound like it so far. But this, in fact, is a soundtrack to a Netflix documentary called Becoming. And it's Kamasi Washington.
Very is this cool. The Michelle Obama?
It is the Michelle Obama documentary, yeah.
Based on the book
that she wrote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea Kamasi Washington was... I haven't seen this, but I had no idea Kamasi Washington was doing the score on this.
No.
That's very cool.
And you'll see that there's a sticker that says it's an Emmy-nominated score.
Ooh la la.
Now, the interesting thing about this is... a lot of the tunes on here use elements of his previously released music.
That's quite cool.
Like sometimes just a nod to it, and
yeah,
in one case he completely redoes something from the epic.
Awesome.
I think, is it The Rhythm Changes? I think so.
Yes, it is.
It is. Right, so... while it's a brand new score, there's things, if you're familiar with Kamasi, you're going to go, aha, yeah.
I know what he's doing here. So we've got tracks Shot Out of a Cannon, Becoming, Taking the Story, Southside Version 1, Dandy, The Rhythm Changes, which you just mentioned,
yep.
Song for Fraser, and an announcement on side A, and then Detail, Fashion Then and Now, Provocation, Connections, Looking Forward, I Am Becoming, which is this track we're listening to, and Southside Version 2.
Right, now, that's what you were waiting for, right?
Yeah, it was.
Have you watched this, Troy?
I've not, no.
This is giving me some sort of, like, late night 80s vibes a little bit.
I think you'll find that's just the tone of the sax rather than anything else.
No. Has anybody seen this documentary? Text us, 5395. Have you seen the Michelle Obama doco? This is really nice.
Yeah, it's... you can tell that it's something different from him. Like, remember that EP that he did, which was like a companion piece to his sister's art exhibition?
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was something different in the way he approached that to how he approached the two huge albums, the epic and Heaven and Earth. This again is a slightly different approach, even though when you look through all of the lineup, the musicians, it's
the same
people.
Band. Yeah. Nice bit of guitar.
Matt Hayes. Yep.
So who else is on here, Troy?
Ryan Porter, of course. On trombone, Ricky Washington, yes, a relation.
I was about to ask you.
It's his dad.
Ah, cool.
Plays also flute and flute on here. Who else jumps out? Cameron Graves, of course, piano and Rhodes. Miles Mosley is the bass player, again. Tony Austin. That's Ryan there, isn't it? Yeah.
Must be quite a cool thing to get asked to do Michelle Obama's score.
I'd say it'd probably be quite a cool thing to be asked to do any score, really.
Yeah.
Because when you're being asked, to do something outside your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And if someone's going to ask you, they're going to think that you have potential to do something way outside what you already do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a big compliment.
So this is out everywhere on vinyl tomorrow. By everywhere, I mean Southbound.
Excellent.
Well, and everywhere else.
But specifically Southbound. Beautiful. I really like that. So, Becoming.
Yeah. So that there is there's kind of the recurring theme in it. Speaking of recurring themes. Oh, yes.
This was the one I was excited about.
Now, last week, Tess had to get hold of a copy of a 7-inch of Kerrangbyn where they were covering Vince Guaraldi.
Indeed.
This here, of course, is the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Probably the most famous piece associated with the Charlie Brown movies and TV specials. This one is Linus and Lucy.
I think my grandma has at least one Vince Guaraldi record, which I used to listen to as a kid.
A Peanuts one or
probably
a different one?
Probably a Peanuts one, I would say.
Like, Guaraldi didn't just do this. Like, he'd been playing jazz in San Francisco going back to the mid-50s. He was on labels like Pacific Jazz and World Pacific.
How did Vince Guaraldi get involved with Peanuts? I've actually never...
This is the weird thing. They were going to do a documentary, a TV documentary, and the guy that was producing the documentary was driving home one night and heard... at the time, Cast Your Fate to the Wind was a big single that Vince Guaraldi had from that Jazz Impressions of Black Orpheus album. He heard it on his car radio. He thought, that's exactly the sort of thing I want.
Cool.
So he phoned Vince Guaraldi and, you know, floated the idea, you know, would you like to do some scoring for Charlie Brown? And Guaraldi's like, yeah. A few days later, it phoned him up, like, super excited and said, I've written something, wait, I'll play it over the phone. The dude's going, I don't want to hear it over the phone. He goes, I'm going to just wait right there. And this is what he played.
That's so cool.
Linus and Lucy. And as soon as, I think even Charles Schultz, the guy that created Peanuts, said that this, Guaraldi's scores became such a part of the characters.
Totally.
It really like opened their world up.
Yeah. It's so good.
And as you can hear on bass there, Monty Budwick.
So read us out some of the track lists on there, Tess.
On side A, Linus and Lucy, Sally's Blues, Blue Charlie Brown, version 2, Peppermint Patty, Charlie's Blues, Joe Cool. And then on side B, we've got Frida with the naturally curly hair.
Yep.
Alternate version. We've got Schroeder, is that right?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right? We've got Little Birdie, we've got The Masked Marvel, and then we've got another version of Linus and Lucy.
Okay,
is that correct?
So the last two are actually... So Guaraldi died of a heart attack quite suddenly, and another piano player, George... I've forgotten George's name. He did a tribute album. So the last two tracks on this are from that tribute album.
Right.
So what this is called Peanuts Portraits, which is which is the character themes. And when it originally came out 10 years ago on Kraft Recordings, it was the first time a lot of this had been on vinyl.
This is really lovely. The sleeve inside is actually gorgeous. It's got heaps of illustrations and then also quite a bit of writing as well about the characters, which is really sweet, I think. I enjoyed this one a lot. Vince Guaraldi, Peanuts Portraits. All right, I'm going to shuffle over here to do this.
Now, here's from another soundtrack. It's a different type of soundtrack, of course. Rather than one being scored from nothing or scored utilising other parts of things that you've done before... This is like when music is applied to movies with completely out of the context with which the music was written. Who's the best at doing that? It's Quentin Tarantino, arguably. What's this?
This is music tribute to Tarantino, the best songs from Quentin Tarantino's film. And this one is from Pulp Fiction. It's The Tornadoes with Bustin' Surfboards.
Oh, yeah.
Which Troy let me pick, so...
I did.
Because there's heaps of stuff on here. You've got lots of Pulp Fiction tracks, a few from Kill Bill, Death Proof, Django Unchained, Inglourious Basterds, Jackie Brown, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's got quite a lot.
Yeah. It's a cool double LP compilation of the stuff. It's really weird in that not so much this tune, but some tunes are like altered forever by their association with the Tarantino film. And the one that always comes to mind is Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh, yeah.
From Reservoir Dogs. Like the context of that tune, which is quite a nice sort of tune, you know, with the
awfulness
with the
of that scene.
Yeah.
We were literally talking about this on the show last week when a song becomes so tied to a scene in a movie or a TV show or a character even, that you can't really separate them out again, even if it wasn't written for that, if it was just used. It's a very specific thing.
Which is the reason why the dude out of the Knack said no to My Sharona being used in a very nasty scene in Pulp Fiction. great though, the tornadoes.
So good. This is so good. It's got a very cinematic cover, unsurprisingly.
Is that supposed to be Pam Grier in the middle?
Yes. Possibly, yeah. Got the Pulp Fiction dancing on the sun a little bit.
Yep.
Big shadow on the sun. Are you a Tarantino fan, Tess?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah,
I've seen not most of his movies. I've seen quite a few of his movies.
I was going to say, oh, we've rolled into the next one. What's the... I've lived my life in vain. There's a lot of Johnny Cash on this, actually, which is not a bad thing. I'm just going to quickly read out some of the other artists. Dick Dale and the Deltones, The Coasters, Johnny Cash, of course, Christoph, Ricky Nelson, Zara Leander, and Lillian Harvey and Willie Fritch, which was maybe the other one I wanted to pick off this, which is from Inglourious Basterds.
What scene is that one?
Oh, I can't remember. It's actually been ages since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, it's been ages since I've seen that movie too.
I thought it only came out 5 minutes ago.
Somebody texted in, Giraldi makes me feel things deep inside, and there are lots of love heart emojis.
There you go.
It's very lovely music. If people want to get these, are they on the shelves tomorrow?
I think Tarantino and Giraldi are on the shelves already today.
Excellent.
But Kamazi gets its worldwide release tomorrow, yes.
Very exciting. I think there's a Christmas present in there for all the movie lovers in your family, really.
Most likely there is.
I reckon. Well, we'll see you in the shop then, Troy.
Okay, that'd be great.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.